So you start, because me, I always struggle.
Hey, what's up, guys? You're listening to Tete Nati. My name is Nay the Bay, sitting here with Kanyani. He's the actual host, but I'm gonna host myself.
I see what you're taking over, man. This is now your podcast. I was on the energy argument there.
I'm all the way there.
It must be like that, Velubama.
Today, what are we doing, Kanyani?
We're talking about, you know, the topic here. Open up the industry.
Yes.
It always comes up on Twitter, on social media as a whole. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So I just want us to talk about that. Yeah? Well, because people see a turn down Twitter would not see it. I'm a 2 cents with it, even though us understand.
That's 100% true.
Behind the scenes company, you know?
Yeah.
So, mina benga turn down with Sizwe Ngomuntu, who's actually experienced everything and knows the ins and outs and how the industry actually works. Before you get in and when you are in it, you know what I mean? So that's why you are the perfect host for this podcast today.
Well, I'm honored and I'm pleased that you asked me.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna start from the beginning.
Yeah.
From having the dream. And then I'm gonna go into executing the dream.
Mama.
And then I'm gonna talk about actually getting the dream.
Come on now.
So I've been saying this, and I'm not sure if a lot of people know, but I started my passion for presenting and my passion for being in the industry started as early as 2011, or as late as some people realize earlier. But
I
think I was in grade 11.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized I wanted to do presenting. I wanted to be on TV. This is my life. This is me. There's no way, you know. You know. And then I was blessed to realize it. And so I started shooting my own things from home on my laptop that we're not ever gonna get anywhere.
Okay. Okay.
But I was shooting.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know what I wanted to study in varsity. And then somehow my sister came across an ad about Boston Media House.
Yeah.
And she's like, you've got a great radio voice. I think you should do radio.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, yeah, of course I want to be a presenter, but I wanted to do something. I wanted to come to Joburg to do something
within the media space.
Within the media space, and just to be in Joburg, and I was going to do something in the media space anyways.
Okay. You know? Okay.
I just wanted to get a diploma, a degree, something to make my mom happy. And it didn't really matter.
Continue with what you were doing.
What I came here to do.
Yeah.
So luckily, Usiswami heard that ad. And then I went to Boston, did the whole thing. I told them, actually, I want to be in front of the camera. That's when I met a guy called Trevor, who's your friend. And Trevor was like, And Trevor was like, really, we don't do a lot of in front of the camera stuff, but we in third year, so if ever we have something and you come through, like, we'll let you know.
Emoid, how did you meet up with Trevor, though?
He was actually showing me around.
Oh, okay.
I think he might have seen a pretty chick and he was like, hey. Yeah,
really, I know for a fact.
Come
that
through.
Young accent. Yeah,
okay, you know. Yeah. But I thank him for that, because that's how I met you guys, and that's how you guys put me onto a couple of shows. True. And you remember the first show that we did.
Of course.
I wasn't even like.
No, but you were on, though. No. You're already on, though. Come on. We did like an entire show.
Can I tell you? I was, instead of speaking into camera, I was. Because Prime was doing the voiceovers, and he was the director.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, hey, yo, my boy Prime. And I'd look at him.
Ha! I remember that
you
show.
Remember.
Damn it. Now you just brought the entire show back.
And that was me in first year. So
yeah.
That was me working towards, you know,
the
execution part of everything. So anything that people had for me, I made sure. That was me executing, and as much as things didn't come to me in varsity, but I believe I was still pushing the passion.
You were going for it.
Fast forward 2016, I graduate. I finished school 2015. 2016, I graduate. I work for my sister.
Okay.
In the catering industry.
Okay.
Doing all the hard labor.
Yeah, of course. You must. Yeah,
when you're saying I'm a bitch, you don't understand. I wish I can take someone on one day.
I ain't told them sevens.
I didn't have a job. Exactly.
Sevens.
Bengvoga saying, "Hamba ngivenya, I can get tanga mavechi." There's a place here in Joburg called Emagate. Tanga mavechi. I did hard labor. Like, she would make me work, and nobody knows that part because people think you went out of school,
and
then you got a
just
job.
Happened.
And I worked for my sister. I did stuff for her in the kitchen. I'd cook sometimes. I'd do anything that she needed me to do.
Yeah.
You know, because she's the only one who could understand it was I have to go to auditions if an audition comes.
Yeah.
So I'd have to tell her prior, which Lalela, on Wednesday I'm going to an audition. And she'd be like, okay, cool. You can take off work. And
okay.
So I did that for like 5-6 months. 2016, after grad, 5-6 months, I got an agent who was taking me to bookings. And then I got to a point where I was like, I can't be here.
Yeah, like this whole veg life.
This whole veg life?
I'm not a vegan, me. Come on. Not a vegan.
Do you understand me? This whole veg life is not my life. This whole sitting in front of a laptop, you know, typing business proposals for other people, getting business, it's not me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Meantime, I'm busy typing.
There's something deep within.
You know?
Just like, I know that feeling, which, just trying to shake it, but it's
just
there. And the more you're trying to like block it out, the more it like comes back at you stronger.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I got out of that and then I was like, let me do my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Started a YouTube channel. Every week I had a guest. I was doing something. I was presenting a photo shoot.
What was it?
1 minute with Nay. Yes.
Yeah.
So I did that. I did that. And then somewhere in between there, I had MTV based VJ search, which didn't go well. I got into the top 10, didn't make it into the finals.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking.
I can imagine, yo.
No, you can't imagine.
I can imagine, yo. You can't imagine.
No, you can't. You know when you see it, you breathe it, you're living
it,
you're
like
in it.
There.
That is yours. And then you don't get it?
Yeah. But the experience, ma.
Yes.
The experience is good.
The experience was great. There's a lot of things that I would change about the VJ search stuff. There's a lot of me that I didn't put into it. That's 100%, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But that helped me.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. I was crying. Like, I want to look at it. Somebody died.
Yeah. Like, Emma, I want to stop you there. We have Tobela, who's like your friend.
Yes.
So she knows everything, all the dirt. Was she crying? I'm born at that day, man. No, me ask her.
Oh, Anele. Mm. Yo, her tears are literally just tear. Like, she's always ready to cry.
Not always.
But she's better now. In the past.
Yeah. Please speak to the mic there.
In the past, she used to every other little thing, and then she'd start crying. And
No. Okay.
But she's better. She's better than she was, yeah.
Okay. Okay, no.
I will not.
DJ search.
I will not accept, not deny this.
Yeah. No, we're going to. I'm a filer, so I keep her today.
Yeah.
We have the entire book there. Just flew.
No, but my mom actually knows my especially my journey with this whole presenting stuff. She's the one who I cried to, and my ex.
Yeah.
They know, Wootsie, yo, what happened.
Yeah.
Okay, shut up. Then I got the massive thing, and it was mine. Everyone was telling me around me that this is yours. Come cut down PR shoots. I saw PR shoots happening, and nobody had told me that the job is mine.
Okay.
So that was another disappointment right after the disappointment.
Emma, I don't get that. You're saying they called you?
Mm-hmm.
They were like, come to PR shoots.
No, okay. So this is what happened.
Okay.
With Massive Music, it was a build-up. So we did auditions, then we did another audition, and then it was the final cutting time. And at this time, like, I had hopes, because everybody around me was telling me, Wootsie, this is your job.
Yeah.
And then I didn't get it. And then, so I found out, Wootsie, the other person got it because they were doing PR shoots.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Oh, so you found out on like...
Yes!
The net.
So imagine, after coming out of my heartbreak of MTV Base, mind you, this is in weeks in between.
And then everyone on the side gasses you up like,
you
know for Issa.
You know?
Okay,
and then
no.
I didn't get it. Another heartbreak.
Okay.
You know, another hectic heartbreak. But Channel said to me, you know what, they really love what I do, they really believe in me, and they want me to stick around. You know, so I stuck around. Yeah, I'd go in the same time everybody goes in, even earlier, make sure I'm there. I'm learning teleprompter when I can. I'm sitting there chilling, you know, and I didn't look at it as in a, I did look at it as in an L, but I was like, If this is the L, I'm gonna turn
Take
it into
it.
A win. Yeah. So I went into studio. I was script.
Like that.
If anything happens, if they call me and say you're coming in now,
it's on.
Will be ready.
It is on.
Do you understand?
Get it.
And then, yo, and then, yeah, and then one day, co-host, who's amazing as well, couldn't be there. So they were like, no, please come in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came in, and then that was my first show.
And then life.
And then life happened
life.
After that.
Life, yeah.
And then life happened after that. I mean, then I got The River.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm an actress. What?
Life.
He's an actress?
Life, exactly. You know, they playing you.
You know, because I felt like doors were closing, but then when I felt the worst door close, then everything started.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. You're saying?
Okay. But in terms of what we're talking about, let me stick to topic now,
mm-hmm.
Which is opening the industry.
Mm-hmm.
I've had my struggles in getting into the industry.
Yeah.
And I have had my struggles in the industry.
Yeah.
With getting in the industry and opening up the industry, I think it really has to happen.
MO, with what has to happen?
New people need to come in the industry, and there needs to be new faces,
okay.
And there needs to be opportunities,
true,
you know,
true.
To allow other people who have talent to express themselves on a bigger medium besides social media mediums, which are also great. I mean, everybody should have a YouTube page if they believe that they can
Let's
do something.
Let's not cover everything.
Okay.
Anyone, go. God, she's just going in. This is her podcast. I shouldn't have let you start this, okay?
I messed up there because
okay. Now it's just flowing. So, Emma, when it comes with opening up the industry, mm-hmm. I think the most frustrating thing to people is like the auditions process.
Mm-hmm.
Like now you just said, Uti, sometimes you get to a point where you feel like it's yours, you have it, and then you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, but you know, what I want to know is, do you think, Uti, do you think Uti agencies are important, or agencies where, I'm not talking about now the talent scouts and whatnot, or people who go, I mean like agencies, is it important for us to have like agencies in place that actually like teach people how to do these things, like for example the presenting, the acting, to create like communities in a sense where those type of people can 100%. Find a place.
I think there should be. There are workshops.
Yeah.
I've been to a couple of presenting workshops, a couple of acting workshops, but I don't think there's enough.
Okay.
I know my agency. They normally, I think they'd rather put you in there and then you'll learn.
Yeah.
Like they've never told me that you get to an audition, you say your name, this is what you do, and then you must exude confidence, and then you must do what?
Yeah.
They send you to auditions. And then I think the more you go now, the more you realize, actually this is, you know, what happens. But I think there should be more workshops.
Yeah.
That teach people how to do certain things, like read the teleprompter, because teleprompters will show you flames.
Trick.
They are a tricky life situation, you know, and you have to look natural while doing it, you know.
On that thing there, that video that was trending where he's talking and then he's just like, it's that auto cue life.
You know,
it's a battle there. Yeah,
I think there should be more stuff like that, especially in South Africa. There should be more books. People don't even write books. There should be more modules.
True,
more
actually.
Stuff.
That's
you know,
true, yeah.
Yeah. There should
That's
be
true.
More stuff. Even camera work. Not everybody can go to school and mm-hmm. study for camera work.
Mm-hmm.
Can't there be a short course that allows people
to
do that, to learn that, to be in that, to be around
Polish
people who
the craft.
Do that?
Because Emma, I feel like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like whoever's in this industry, it's, I mean, this is my personal view of it. It's like, I believe, Uti, it's more of like a calling type situation, this thing.
Okay.
You know, I feel like, Tina, we are the black sheep of the species bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like, Mina, I can do camera, but without the knowledge or like, even like short course, 3 month long course can take me so it can make me look as someone who's been doing this thing for 2 years.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
You know why? Because this thing is within. That's mm-hmm. what I mean when I say it's like a calling. Do you feel like now for presenters and actors, especially like people in front of the camera? I mean, I honestly feel like those people are.
Are you talking about us people?
Of course, you people. You know, do you feel like, I don't know what I want to ask you.
Do I feel like it's a calling, or is it something that you can learn, mm-hmm. or is it something that someone can teach you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I believe if there's a willing, there's always a way. If you're willing to do something, that little bit of, that little bit of talent there, and that little bit of callingness there somewhere has to be a part of it, because otherwise it's not your journey.
Yeah, exactly.
Then besides that, I think anybody can do it. I think if you really want to do it, then there should be institutes that help you institute.
Institutionalize. Thank you, son.
Yes. So I think there should be more things like that. I mean, look, you've worked with a lot of dope people.
Yeah.
Look at your scoops. Scoop is, it's like he woke up and that's what he was.
And that was,
you were born that. Yeah. Like, even he will probably tell you to, you know, you need to polish up your craft.
Of course.
You need to, you know, watch things that can make you better, or. But also, now there's YouTube. Mm-hmm. Do people need to be put in an institute, or can you just go online?
I feel like it's different though.
Mm-hmm.
Online and real life are two different things. I just feel like you can go to YouTube and search what's okay to, when you're going for an audition, presenting audition, what are the things to look for? And then you get to the audition and it's just fire flame after fire flame emoji after fire flame emoji. And then you get home and you're just like, God damn, that was totally different from that. You know what I mean?
That's true.
When it comes to the net, I feel like the net should be just there to promote whatever it is you do. Like what you just said, you had 1 minute with me.
Mm-hmm.
That contributed a lot into who you are right now.
101%.
You might not have like seen it at that time. Even the veggies, man. Like,
you know,
everything contributes.
The hustle
is the veggies.
Everything
contributes.
That's true.
It builds up to a specific point in your life. And like you just said, when you feel like, okay, yeah, now it's off. You don't have a plan. You don't have Plan B. Okay, now I'm just consoling myself.
Listen. But now this is the aspect that comes into it. This is why people are not opening up the industry. If we look at it from a producer's, director's, in any point of view, they want to make sure they get ratings.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make sure that they have someone who can do the work. Mm-hmm. If they have a call time of 9 to 12 and they have to leave the studio at 12, how can you get somebody new to come in and do this and do it right, and you can trust them to do and execute the work the way someone who's done it for a couple of years?
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
That's why I think they would rather choose a known person, a known name, someone who can do it. But mm-hmm. also, how do we learn how to do it if opportunities are not there?
True, because it's like Upumeske Lebeti, this job needs 5 years experience. And you're like, but I just got out of school though.
Where am I going to get 5 years
in? You know what I mean? And then you do internships for 5 years. You're just doing internship for 5 years.
Exactly. Which is why what you're saying is everything contributes. So sometimes we look at the money aspect and we're like, it's not going to give me enough money. Or we look at the channel aspect. It's a small channel. It's not going to do enough for me. Or we look at the YouTube aspect.
Yeah.
The whole of South Africa is not going to be looking for me, so why should I do it?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Whereas everything plays a role. You going into YouTube for a year is 1 year experience in front of a camera.
Not shala fast.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Do you know what I'm saying?
True.
But we don't want to do it because we're so ready to be there.
Exactly. We okay. True.
Yeah.
True.
And
take it fully.
And that's what I think I was having a conversation with Utobeg. I think as an artist, and most artists, and as creatives, we get to a point we assume responsibility. We mm-hmm. assume we should be at a certain place. We can see ourselves at a certain place.
That's always like that.
Do you understand? But now we're in this place.
Yeah.
That's when the conflict starts of, no, the money is not high enough, or this is not high enough. And we don't we don't take in the process of, I have to do this in order to
procedure.
Get there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what you're saying makes me think of something Somizi once said. No? He was like, it's taken him like, I think 35 years for him to blow up.
Imagine.
And this is Somizi. And this is not Uti blowing up for him. Blowing up as in like Mali say young game.
Yes.
Because he's been on our screens forever.
Do you understand me?
But he's like, for him to blow up,
it's only happening now. And we are not mad at him. He's got a makeup thing and people are like, no, he's a man. We are not mad. It's his time. He can do
and that's
whatever he wants
and
to
And then I think it goes back to that. Now you flew of foot with people on Twitter.
Mm.
It's like now they're gonna look at Somizi and be like, nah, but Somizi has been in the industry for for 35 years.
Let's change it and make it a 5.
Thank you, Mama. I appreciate that. So they're like, okay, when you've been in here for 35 years, you've been on all these shows, now you're getting all these endorsements and whatnot and whatnot. And you look at the thing and you're like, but this is also his job. You know what I mean? You can't like be out here pointing fingers and acting as if like he shouldn't be doing his job.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's how he makes his money. So you can't be like, open up the industry. So what happens to the one who's been doing their job?
Mm. And it's his time, man. Guys, you know, when it's your time.
It's your time.
It's your time. And I'm always saying it's my time. I'm like, yes, guys, I'm going to do this. I'm going to kill this. It's my time.
Yeah.
But I'm just... I'm professing it. When it is really my time, I don't even know if I'm gonna feel it or not.
You won't.
So every time is my time.
You won't.
Yeah.
You won't feel it. It's like a transition. It's like a fade in.
You know.
It's like a fade in because you never really see it. It's like, even now, you even like, oh, so Nay's an actor now. It was a fade in. It was like, oh, okay, so we're here now. Okay,
so we
So we're doing this now. You know.
And now
what
people
I mean?
Are saying they're calling me Faith. Oh, they'll say, hey, Nay. I was in Sandton City the other day, and a chick was like,
sir.
Hey, Nay. Oh, my gosh, you look so pretty. I was like, you know me?
Oh, wait.
I was so shocked, because to me, I'm still me.
Yeah.
But to everybody else, it's like, now, you know.
You are all these people now.
Yeah.
It's but
crazy.
It's the process, though. It's the process. It's the beauty of this thing, though.
Yeah, it is, and I'm loving it. But like I said, there's always going to be that conflict of where I should be as opposed to where I am, but that makes it also beautiful because now this is where I want to work to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, that's why I need to mean it. I feel like this thing is, it's a calling, Joe, because the way everything plays out in your life, whether you see it or not, like now when you look back, like 3 years from now, you'll be like, but the way everything played out though, how? What was happening? What was guiding everything?
Yeah.
You know, because Mina, I can try and do this. I can like look at someone on TV and be like, they ain't doing this thing proper, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can do much better, as everyone thinks.
As
you know what
thinks.
I mean?
Presenting is easy.
Presenting is easy. Being on TV is easy. I can do this. And then you try it, and maybe you get into like small screen, like local, whatever. And then you find, this person doesn't even last for like 5 months. You know why?
Yeah.
Because everything that comes with everything is everything.
Do you understand me? And I also think. Something that workshops and whatever need to teach people is also how to conduct yourself when you are in the space of that.
Yeah.
Because one thing in life, is relationships are important. In
True.
The industry, in everything, and how you treat every person is important.
Yeah.
That's one thing I've made sure of. Uguti, I will not treat, just because you are the boom mic guy.
You're going to be like.
Now I have to be like.
This name.
You know, you're not important, so I don't have to, you know.
Yeah, that whole, do you know who you're talking
to? And I respect my peers, and we have fun. I make sure with my spaces are those spaces that make me comfortable.
Yeah.
Because you would hate going to work, and now you know with everybody at work hates you.
You know what I mean?
You know?
Now it's also about low moon, too, man.
Oh, yeah, understand. Oh, yeah, understand. And that is, I'd rather, like... You know, I'd rather not be a diva and not be in any space than.
And that's a good thing because if you are in good terms or the vibes with everyone are proper, you can never get to like sit and find yourself wibuzu pendula, or maybe you come in and you're in a bad space or you're having a bad day and then now you get there, you need someone to talk to. If you don't have anyone to talk to, because manje when I
saw, we are born. Even if you haven't,
that human factor plays a big role, Pella, in everything.
You want to have a bad, if you're having a bad day, let them see you having a bad day.
Exactly.
Let them not be like, so qualile, because they know you consistently,
they
like
must
a dope person.
Exactly.
So
they must see it with you, but yo, Anele, something's wrong with Anele.
Yeah,
and then Mutezi is terrible, but hey, what's happening, yo? And then you can be like, but blah, 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 blah. And then when they're like, okay, action.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I remember I went to work once with like bad day. I was on set acting.
Yeah.
And my director came to me. like I feel like I've just been blessed to be in the most amazing spaces with the most amazing people who are willing to like tell you stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Because you know, and yeah. He was like, "Nay, one thing, as an actress, as soon as you get into that gate, forget about all the problems.
Okay,
when you are true. Here,
yeah,
uzosebenza la, you know." Just like everybody else, when they have to go to the office, they know you can't, you know, at least you're standing, you don't have to use your emotions, but we have to use everything, emotions and everything.
Yeah.
So, you're sure.
So, the minute you enter the gates.
The minute you enter.
Forget. So.
You are here because you love what you do.
So, the minute you get into the gate, channel faith fully.
Do you understand me? So you come with the vibe.
I love you. You must just be faith from that. And then Anneli will see her after. Because this is work. Mm.
Like, and that's like why
that.
Now.
That's dope advice, yo.
And that's why it's very important to keep people in your life as well. I'm sorry. You know I'm going to do these things. And that's why it's very important to keep people in your life who will help you keep your energies in the right place.
True.
Because now you've got toxic people and this people and what people. Now your energies are all over the place and you can't channel.
You can't pinpoint now true north because now there's so much coming in.
You know, have you ever opened the GPS and the thing is like this? Yeah.
Like, I know.
You're not sure whether you're in a good mood or you're in a bad mood or you're in a... No, because no.
Be shy, nothing happens.
Nothing happens because it's the people you keep
the
around
vibes.
You. So that's
vibes.
As important.
That's true.
That's also advice I got from... Uteboho, who was like, listen, whatever you do, keep the people you have. If you meet new people, make sure they're good for you in your space. Mm-hmm. You are working with yourself. You are your business.
True. Oh,
you are your business. So you need to nurture that space, you know. And that's something I have been blessed to have consistent friends. As you can see, my friends are here. She already introduced herself. This is Tobega, my friend of 9 years. Mm-hmm. And this is
Where
Bali.
Is Tobega? On your left, on your right?
This is Tobega on my left. And then right there on top, middle center. is my friend Umbali.
Yeah. Umbali, say hi. Yo, sorry. Hi. You haven't like... Yo,
she's shy.
She's hella shy. Yeah.
She's trying to be shy.
Benton, 3 o'clock. like that.
So I've kept the same friends. I've gotten a couple of new friends. But also that was also different transitions, you know. Also trying to get to know different people and open up my avenues because I'm such a I feel like I'm a closed off person. Not closed off. Yeah. I will go out.
Yeah.
But I don't wanna go out to crowds that will make me feel like you know, I don't really want to hang out with my peers, which are people in the industry, because I don't want them to think, Uguti.
Yeah, now.
Now I'm trying to get in.
You trying to enter the squad?
I'm trying to be, you know.
Make your mark. Don't
no,
try
I'm trying
make.
To live my life. True. And do what I think I was born here
I
to
like
do.
That, yo.
You know.
I appreciate that. Yo.
Do you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm reluctant when people are like, "No, just go out." I'm like, "Who's gonna be there?"
What?
Oh, who from the industry? I treat it like a business. This is my business.
That's like you just said. If you take care of yourself, you take care of your business.
I treat it like a business. I can't be hanging around my producers, directors.
And then you get lit. And then you get to work. You are lit now.
Now they know what you're my etag. You are ukula.
God.
Because I will.
What do you do when you are lit? Not you are a wild child,
Do you guys want to answer that? What do I do when I'm lit?
What does she do when she's lit?
Do you guys really want to know?
Of course. Dish it first. Out. Fine.
First things first.
First, things first.
Yeah.
She stands up.
Uh-huh.
And she breaks a twerk.
Oh, yeah?
You know when she twerks.
It's late.
And I'm always in the background clapping, you know. It's like, yes,
this is my guest, yo.
After that, you know, it's over.
She's gone.
It's
she's
over.
Gone,
after she breaks the twerk.
But listen, I don't even have to be lit to twerk. Like, twerk.
You were twerking just now, yo.
Twerking is my happy dance. Like, it makes me happy. Like, when I'm twerking, I know what's up. Like,
fun
I was doing
situation.
My fun fact 101 number one.
I thank you.
1.1.
I thank you.
In the book of fun facts.
Fun facts.
When Nate twerks,
it's on.
Sion.
Ah, thank you, ma'am.
Sion Gakuda.
I get you.
So yeah. So I get laid in front of my friends and stuff like that. But also, like I was saying, it's a business. Treat it like a business. Stay in Take your business. Care. Take care of your business.
Okay, another thing. I want to... The topic of friends.
Yes.
Because, like, when you now have... You have gone through, like, the struggles of, like, interviews. I mean,
auditions.
Auditions and whatever. So now you are within now. Now you are Faith now, so everyone knows you.
Not everybody knows me.
But come on now, Faith. I saw you on like magazine. I saw your face there. I was like, okay, it's lit, you know. It's too lit here right
Stop
now.
Stop it.
It's fire. So the topic of friendship. Do you think, Uguti, once you've entered this space, is it possible to find genuine friendships?
100%.
Yeah, why do you say? Because Mina, someone on the side, an ordinary Joe. Mina, what I think is, this is what I believe, Uti. You need to have the friends that you've had, and then you break into it with them. Because once you are within, you can't be sure who's who.
Mm.
The vibes, you know, because now you are this... You're gonna leave my studio, okay? You're gonna cut it there, and that's the podcast. It's like, your friends, like, can you find genuine friends within the industry once you've broken into the doors?
I think you can. Mm-hmm. I think I've made a couple of genuine friends. And I think because they know me genuinely. So it's not, we acting sonke and then whatever. If we got to chill, like, and we got to chill and got to know each other on a genuine standpoint and not on a fake life. Yeah, let's go shopping and then like let's go to like the hottest party and then. If we know each other on a genuine standpoint, you know where I stay. You know you've come around me and my sisters. You've come around me and my friends. I've come around you and your family. So we know each other genuinely as if.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's even better because when I talk about TV. My friends here have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They do, but my friends that I've made now, they know. So we're like, Ash, it's TXing next week.
Oh, it's like, the child, you know, one
like,
and the team.
And then you're like, no, can you see this angle when you're watching TV? Can you see this angle?
Yeah.
Can you see? They probably shot it. They probably took away this.
Because now you trained your eyes. Now trained for
exactly.
Anything.
So now yes,
you no longer watch TV the same way.
Exactly. So now if you have friends that understand that stuff, it's even better, and you can have a genuine connection with those type of people. Like, and I've been told too many times not to make friends in the industry, and I've been told by people who have been in the industry, but maybe because they know what happens.
Yeah.
But what makes my friendships, I think, genuine is because me and my friends that I have now, we all just came into the industry now.
Yeah. Oh, that's dope.
So it's not like someone who's been in the industry is going to show me some things that I've never seen in my life before.
But it's going to happen, mama. It's going to change. You know this life thing, you.
And I've heard that before. And I'm not gonna confirm nor deny because I'm living for now. I'm here now.
You are here. You're living for the now.
I don't know what happens after here.
A second later, it's going to happen. See, that's why I need to. This is a calling. You are just allowing the vibes to guide you.
You know?
Okay.
I'm allowing them to guide me for real.
And allow them, mama. They've guided you so far, Pizzu. Like, you've done some things that.
Hey, you know, hey! If there's one person who knows, it's this guy who's sitting right opposite me.
When it comes to the topic of. Because I think friendships are the most important thing you need to look at. Because, like you just said, you are a business. And a lot of people, like, end up dying out because they ended up surrounding themselves with people that they weren't really supposed to be with.
Liabilities.
You know what I mean?
If we're speaking business terms.
Liabilities. Hey, assets and liabilities. Means.
I majored in marketing, okay?
Yes. You know what I mean? But that's the thing, because it's like everyone, when they get to you, it's genuine. You know, it's like. It's nice, but it gets to a point maybe when I feel like, because now I'm human, right? Now I surround myself with other people outside of you, you know what I mean? Because now you surround yourself with other people outside of your friends, so that's how friendships are made, basically. So mina I when skimmer mina mina saying skimmer omunye nje umasaka nje osengifake into whatever ngifake kuyona. And then mina as when I to look at me as a genuine friend and when I approach you, I approach really from that human level. You to know the human in me, I know the human in you. But manje imalalela phela, there's a thing there.
Yeah, gassing me up all the time. There. You always hear, you know, with the gas. Yeah, yeah.
And then now phela, because it's vibes, you are guided by vibes. And and I come with my vibe. You allow that vibe to guide you. And then you find yourself in a sticky situation and you don't even understand how you got into it.
True.
Because like everything, it's a fade in.
That's true.
You know,
and you don't know when it's coming to it's fading in to fade you.
You don't have it. Hey. You just end up being there and you're like, but okay, how did it happen, this thing?
That is so true. And why I want to say it's so true is because if you know the real me and everybody else who's around me,
I
want to be around people that I can look at you in the eys and tell you the truth, tell you how I'm feeling.
Exactly.
You know, if I feel like you hurt me, I want to tell you. If I feel like this one I was telling you this morning, I'm like, you know, as much as I want you guys to leave, because honestly, you really make my place dirty.
Yeah.
But like,
wow.
I love you guys. And
putting you on blast now.
You know, I'm like, I love you guys and I appreciate you guys, you know. Yeah. But I can tell them, which actually, you guys are pissing me off now. Like, no, like, Nyang Nolisa. No, and like, dope, you know, bro. And like, dope, no, bro. You know, you have, if I can't
do that,
bro. If I can't be real around you
and
have to, and I have to count what I'm saying, then I don't want it.
I like that, yo. I'm all about more about your 16.
Lalela niyangicasula.
Atshele.
South Africa yonke
sizwe.
Okay. Kusaba bangani wakhe.
Oh, so these are the dirty friends.
Have any shy ingolising.
We have a
like, and I can't have my own language. When I speak to my friends, you know, we dial our own language there.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So like it's friends are very important, guys.
No, I feel like you have like, I feel like you're on the right path, me personally, yo.
Okay. Not guessing. You're not guessing me up, are you?
Why would I guess you up? Shut up, man.
Did you
hear that? Shut up.
Yeah. You sound like a guy. You sound like a guy who's like, when you're like, baby, I love you. I know you love me. Like, yeah. I know you love me. Shut up. Shut up with that.
You know what I mean?
You're going to make me a biscuit. Shut up.
you're trying to turn me into a marshmallow. No, I'm trying to like keep it natural.
No.
But yeah, at the same time, I mean, I appreciate it because, like, you know, when we talk of like open up the industry, we have all these different things. But I feel like people just don't want to apply themselves, Jivit. People just don't want to take the risks. People don't want to experience what you've experienced. The hurt, dude. Yo, I thought I had it. You know?
And those are the ones I'm speaking about. How about the 15 others that I went to that nobody knows about that I haven't spoken about?
You know what I mean?
The 20 others. The 30 others.
No, forget those. Yeah, well, the reason why it hurts so much is because you were, like, you're seeing it like this. Imagine the person who was number two and they're like, but this person is taking it. You know what I mean? Do you get what I mean? It's like, but at least that person allows it. It's okay, it's gonna happen. And then, like we were talking about earlier with that other incident, you live and you learn, you know what
True.
I mean? And so I feel like most people on Twitter who are always talking too much about this are the people who don't really apply themselves in a sense in which they're trying to be about it for real.
True. And something else that I really wanna emphasize with that is that with opening up the industry and with giving new people opportunities, can we understand that if I'm doing my job and I'm growing into it, it is my first job.
Mm-hmm.
You can't expect me
to master.
Yes, I will master at a point, you can't expect me to be perfect. Right now. Yes. The only difference between you and I having a first job, the person who's listening, is that you get to fail not in front of people.
True.
You get to fail behind closed doors, in front of your society.
Yeah.
I have to fail in front of everyone
watching. Everyone. Yo.
And people will scrutinize you to the core.
That's true.
Do you hear me? Oh, yeah. She's not a good actress. I got her Mila with her bad acting. Mm-hmm. I didn't pay anybody to get my job.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't bribe anybody to get my job.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't sleep with anybody to get any job that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I am here because of my work ethic. Mm-hmm. I am here because I wanted it. And mm-hmm. I'm here because someone on the other side saw something in me mm-hmm. that can grow. So allow me to grow.
Of course.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
It hurts. It hurts. It hurts.
I can imagine.
It hurts when somebody's like, ah, look at her, she can't act. Oh yeah, Instagram slay queens can now be actresses.
Has someone ever said that to you?
Someone has said that.
Like social media, like, yo.
Okay, sharp. I'm on Instagram. I posted pictures. A lot of people happen to like it. A lot of people happen to see the shine before it was the shine before other people saw it.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk. Continue.
When I get passionate, you know, that's not that. That wasn't the microphone doing stuff. That was
the fire.
That was the people who are angry in me about all these things that are now coming out. But it's hard to listen to people saying that stuff, you know, because it's just like, I mean, I don't take it to heart because I'm like, I know that I'm getting better.
Yeah.
I know what I have to do. And I try to my best, the best of my ability. Mm-hmm. If you were put in the same situation and it was your first job and somebody said that stuff about you, how would that make you feel
about like what you do? Because it's your job.
That's why when I F up, When I five up.
Let's take it. We're calling it a five now.
When I five up with stuff.
Yeah.
And people interpret it in their own way. Mm-hmm. I get it. Because Nami, I would put myself in that situation and say, if I was sitting at home at this current moment and that stuff happened to me, how would I take it?
Mm-hmm.
And if I can answer myself honestly and truthfully and be like, hey, I would be hurt. I'll fess up. I'll put my hands up. I'll apologize. I'll do what I have to do.
Yeah.
But if you sitting there, awungazi,
number one,
uhleli in front of the TV,
number two,
udla ama snacks,
number three,
udla ama scopers,
qeda kufaka isopo eziko.
You understand? And you don't know ukuthi
what's
going on. There was scripting. Yeah. There was this. You know. Then I can't even take it to heart. I can't. But I will, because you're talking about me.
Like, that's a dope way to look at this, Anelio. Mm. You know? That's a very dope way to look at it. Because, I would say, Uti, one thing that I've realized, fives up everyone. Jesus.
Five up.
We're fiving up, okay, now. Let's five up this month.
Let's five up this
mother
thing.
Fiver.
This mother fiver. We were talking about backlash on the internet.
Oh, and I was like, I like how you're looking at it. Because I think one thing that messes up with people is like taking seriously what people actually say on social media, yo. Because like you just said, no one knows you. You don't know them. You don't owe them an explanation. They don't owe you an explanation.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Hey.
That's the thing, and it gets tricky because of that. Because when you gonna wanna like say for example an MT is successful, he's doing his thing, but he always feels the need to say something back to people on Twitter, and then someone on the side would be like, but why, bro?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Why, bro? Why
someone tweeted, if it's not, why, imagine me replying like it's gonna make me money. It doesn't make me money, so I don't have to.
But at the same time,
guys, come on. Like, you see this stuff and you're just like, what's you know, and there's those natural things that you want to protect yourself.
Okay.
You know, you can't just have people always and
you're
gonna pick up one of those stones and you're gonna hit it back.
Okay.
You know, okay. I don't think personally, I also don't wanna ever get to that point where I feel like I have to reply. Yeah. But I feel like it takes a lot in you.
It takes a lot
to protect yourself.
Yeah, human.
If someone hits you, you're not gonna let them.
Okay.
You're gonna fight back. Are you gonna let somebody hit you?
No.
Oh hell no.
South Africa.
I've got like two broke nails right now. I hit somebody.
Hey, South Africa. I like that though. I think I like this. I like how this podcast went, because you put everything out there.
Did I?
I didn't have.
You didn't have to dig too deep.
Because I was waiting with the shovel. I have my accomplices here in studio, yo.
Nah.
I was going to, you know.
Yes.
But yeah, I appreciate you coming through, mama.
Thank you. And I'd like to say, like, I'm very fun in games. Everybody knows that. Like, I love having fun. I love.
Yeah.
But, like, I think there's different sides of me that people don't know. Like, I'm very deep, like, with thinking about things and thinking about different things and
yeah.
how I'm going to put things out there. And I think as much as it may look like you're just out here posting stuff, you're just out here looking pretty, living your best life,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's important to always push a certain dialogue. And the dialogue that I really want to push, besides positivity and like always trying to understand the next person, how the next person is thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Is how powerful... how powerful...
No,
because I'm passionate about this, but it's how powerful our minds are in creating. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
That's a dialogue that I like pushing. That's a dialogue that I talk to everybody around me about.
Ilona Vangeli, right?
Ivangeli Lami.
Shai Vangeli.
You know, and you'll see if you're in a bad mental space, bad things will happen.
Of course.
If you're in a good mental space,
of course.
Good things will happen. Of course. If you speak life into everything that you do, it will come alive. Do you know what I'm saying?
But if it's always death.
But if you speak bad things to yourself, that's what's gonna happen. And I want to push that, and I want to push reading and traveling, because reading changed my life and how I think about things. There's certain books I can suggest to people that will change how you think.
Give them three, that like you giving me
the
just
Alchemist,
like acting as if, like,
The Power of the Subconscious Mind, and What I Know for Sure by Oprah. Those are what three of my favorite books that changed how I thought about things.
Have you read The Seeds of the Soul?
No.
You should.
Should I?
You should.
The Seat of the Soul. It's going to be on my, if anybody wants to buy it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, my address is that. You can drop it up to my address. But you'll send me that.
No,
but
I'll get it for you.
These are the dialogues that I really want to push.
Yeah.
Because as much as people have dreams, and as much as people have things that they want to do,
mm-hmm.
if you haven't spoken life into it, and if you don't believe it, then it will never happen.
Okay, I think that's how we close it, man.
Yeah,
I feel like.
And we serve a living God, guys. I'm sorry, we do. We are pila unga pagati guako. So loko you must understand it's unga pagati guako. Uzok siza age kope zulu age kopansi age ko ula pagati.
Are we mom?
Donkey. You are listening to Ted Tonight. My name is Nay the Bay. Thank you so much, Kanyani, for having me. We love you.
Thank you for coming. Boop, boop, and you know boop. I loves you, mama. And shut up.
And let's twerk out of here.
We are fiving up this mother five. Are you really twerking, Peg? And we are out.
I know, guys. That was dope. That was dope. That was dope. That was dope.